Elders reads so much like it could be a semi-autobiographical book, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But do you agree that, fiction is at its most honest, that it's the truest fiction, when it's not really fiction at all, but it's just the truth with a few details changed, or maybe many details changed, but at its core, it is kind of an artful truth?
I like the idea of artful truth. And Tim O'Brien, who wrote The Things They Carried, which was another book I paid a lot of attention to as I was writing this, he makes a distinction between happening truth, that which actually happened, and story truth, that which the story seems to want. And so, you know, as I was writing this, and certainly as Joyce was writing, you know, Portrait, I think you draw on your life to the extent that it serves the story. But when the story wants to move in a different direction, you have the confidence to sort of divorce yourself from this character who is in some instances, in some ways, based on you, and have the confidence to change that. And you try not to feel too much loyalty or defensiveness about this character who thinks like you in some ways and talks like you in some ways. Because at the end of the day, the thing that matters most is the story and is the book. But maybe to come at that question, you know, with a slightly different tack, I do think that there's something to be said for the authenticity that can grow out of a semi-autobiographical story. When I sit down to write, I'm not really thinking what kind of story would be most wild, or what kind of story has never been told before. I'm not searching for that kind of
Well, what kind of impact
niche.
Can I make on the reader?
Exactly. I mean, that's the, you don't really think of the audience first and foremost. You think, what do I know? What can I master? What stories and experiences are in my repertoire, either from my own experience or from those of friends? And then, and that kind of limits the world for you. But you accept those limits as part of what can make a story or a form interesting. And then you dig into that and try and represent it as truthfully and compellingly as possible.
But as you say, you have the confidence to leave the truth behind, and maybe far behind. But do you have that confidence because you began the story with a kernel of truth?
Maybe so. Another writer I quite like, Philip Roth, talks about a diving board. He says he starts with that kernel of truth, and then he dives. And the story kind of gives you that confidence at first. You know what the world looks like. You know how to describe it. And it also, it kind of gives you a watermark for realism that you try to make the rest of the story match. So certainly in the case of Elders, the story becomes progressively more removed from my own experience. But I felt like I had a standard to match it to, a kind of aesthetic pattern that you needed to continue in order for the book to feel of a piece. So that, yeah, I mean, I think that kernel of truth does become maybe the grain of sand that the pearl is developed around.